My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst. He rose to the number three position in the U.S. Air Force during his time on active duty and also served as the Vice Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Air Forces in Europe. Sir, just a couple of days ago, a couple of days before the actual strike on Syria, that you and I spoke and you talked about the need to verify that Syria was in fact behind the chemical attack. It appears the Pentagon and others, the president included, are confident that's the case. You talked about the importance of building a coalition. We got part of that with the French and British participating. You also talked about that if we're going to do it, though, we would maybe even want to take out Assad's entire air force. So let's take these one at a time. First of all, what was your reaction to the fact that we did have partners like Britain and France with us?
I think that was outstanding, Greg, and having those two partners are extremely important. Now, in addition, we had other partners because we fired these missiles over from the Red Sea, for instance, that went over Saudi Arabia and other locations. So we had de facto partners as well, which is equally important.
And in terms of the targets, it seems from what we've heard from General Mattis, or Secretary Mattis now, and General Dunford, that it was more targeted than what you were recommending last week. So what do you make of that decision, and what do you think the impact's going to be on Syria's potential use of weapons going forward?
Well, first of all, I recommended, as far as the targeting goes, remember I said we should consider taking out the entire Syrian Air Force.
Right.
And when we went for the allies to be participating with us, that put time in the equation. And that meant the Syrian Air Force moved a lot of their assets into with the Russians and Iranians, primarily the Russians, because they knew of that we wouldn't strike anything with the Russians in it. So that eliminated that ability to take out the Syrian Air Force. However, we got three important targets, one of them in Damascus, which was their research and development center for chemical weapons, and a very important target. And we took that out, as well as two other targets, one in production, the other storage facility, as I recall. Now, we used 105 missiles. Most of them were cruise missiles, but they're extremely accurate. None of them were shot down. And the concern I had was the S-400, which the Russians have there, a very capable missile. But we have an advantage there. Normally, the S-400 is a big missile, long range, and it is at a difficult location, if you're looking at other targets like up in North Korea and that, to hit. But with those cruise missiles that we have, we could have taken that S-400 out. And that's why I believe the Russians did not do it. I believe we whispered to the Russians. They knew we were coming. That wasn't whispered. That was that we're going to be in the airspace. So, but saying that immediately gave away that we were going to do it. So they were well aware of it. And they elected to let us go in and do it. I think that was the right move. There's a lot of talk going on and what they're going to do to retaliate, et cetera. But I think the Russians got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. And so they didn't want to see what President Trump was going to do and the other allies, because getting the UK and the French involved was a very important and a key decision, which I strongly endorse.
General, obviously, time will tell if Assad goes back into his chemical weapons arsenal or not, but how confident are you that we achieved what we sought to achieve here?
Well, I'm very confident we achieved what we wanted to do. It sent a very strong signal. I think that that was part of the test, because the Russians had to approve the Syrians doing that. And they took off from an airbase called T-4, up near Homs, and that's the one that the Israelis struck right away, you know, within 3 or 4 hours of the attack. So I think that it is, you can never tell, but I really believe that President Putin does not want to have a direct confrontation down there. He doesn't have nearly the size of the forces we have. And he certainly doesn't want to open the door for others to go in. In the long run, Greg, we need to get an accommodation. And the only way there's going to be an accommodation over there in Syria, is, and it's going to be divided up, is with the U.S. and Russia agreeing to work together. That's why the Mueller investigation that's going on right now is now impacting our national security. And I believe the Republican Congress ought to close that operation down. The only collusion was between the Democratic Party and the Hillary Clinton campaign with Russia. Yet the Obama administration concocted the idea that the Trump administration were the ones colluding. And there's no evidence of it, and now it's more than clear. People just want to continue to study it. Mueller is playing these games, and our Congress ought to shut it down because it's impacting our ability to conduct national security operations.
Last question, sir, and jumping off from a point you made just a moment ago, and that's that there can be some common ground here for the future of Syria, that the U.S. and then Russia could potentially be in a position to work together. Under what conditions do you think both the United States and Russia could find some common ground?
We're going to have to divide up Syria, as I said. I want the Kurds to be able to keep the eastern part of Syria. We still have to destroy completely ISIS forces, and there are about 7 or 9 pockets, small pockets there that they control. We have to control that and just assume, look, Bashar al-Assad has won. And it was the Obama administration, you know, that really got that uprising going 7 years ago. And in the Arab Spring, that they made it look like it was, Syrian people that did it. But we now have got to close it down. You've got all those refugees that have moved into Europe and that are creating a whole host of problems in Europe. And we need stability in the region. We do not want to have a Shia crescent that sweeps from Iran through Iraq through Syria into the Mediterranean. That is not in the interest of the free world, and that is a very dangerous group there. The Russians can keep their 2 bases that they have there, 1 seaport and 1 air base. That'll be an accommodation that we have to give. That's what, when Obama let the Russians in by doing what he did, that we're not going to put that toothpaste back in the tube anymore. That, I believe, is something we're just going to have to trade on.
General, as you said last time and have articulated well again today, it's complicated, but there is potentially a path forward, which ought to be good for some encouragement, which is hard to find sometimes with the Middle East. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney rose to the position of Assistant Vice Chief of Staff in the U.S. Air Force, also served as Vice Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Air Forces in Europe. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.